This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari urges to encourage children to become responsible citizens of the future. Government preparing for celebrations of 9th National Science Day on September 17th. And Naftali Bennett makes first visit to Egypt by an Israeli prime minister in a decade. Now, the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said that it is the responsibility of the state to take the lead in making the children responsible citizens of the future by unleashing their talent. In a message on the occasion of National Children's Day 2078 Bikram Sambat, President Bhandari said that it was the responsibility of all three levels of government, parents, schools and society as a whole to effectively implement the constitutional and legal provisions on child rights. The President reminded that Nepal has been celebrating the National Children's Day every year on September 14th, the day Nepal ratified the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and expressed its commitment to the development of children, protection of child rights and child participation. This year too, National Children's Day is being celebrated with various programs under the theme COVID-19 Pandemic, Protection of Child Rights is the responsibility of all. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said that the government of Nepal is making every possible effort to vaccinate children against COVID-19. Expressing best wishes to all Nepali children and parents living in the country and abroad on the occasion of 17th National Children's Day, he said that at least 20% of the beds in every COVID hospital has been assigned for the children affected by COVID-19. Prime Minister Deoba said that more efforts were needed in the areas of education, health and protection of children to protect them from the negative impact of COVID-19. He mentioned that Article 39 of the Constitution has ensured the rights of every child to education, health, upbringing and proper care from the family. The government is running various programs for the protection and promotion of children's rights through the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens and the National Child Rights Council. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology is preparing to mark the National Science Day on September 17th. Various programs would be organized to highlight the progress made by the sector of science, technology and innovation. At a press conference organized at the ministry on Monday, Secretary Dr. Suresh Acharya informed that the celebration of the day would share information on research on Nepal's science and technology. On this occasion, government will announce the prizes in the category of science journalism, aeronautical technology, space technology, disaster risk reduction technology and biological technology. Meanwhile, a main celebration committee has been formed under the coordination of Prime Minister and Minister for Science and Technology and Academic Institutions. The day is being marked since September 17, 2013. Three people died and 24 others were injured in a bus truck collision at Nawalpur along the east-west highway this morning. A bus en route to Mahindranagar from Kakadbhitta collided with a truck at Gairakot 10 of Nawalpur. Deputy Superintendent of Police in Nawalpur, Dilip Kumar Giri, informed that three passengers died on the spot while the bus slid 10 meters down the road after it collided with the truck. There were 26 passengers, including the bus driver, in the bus. Three among the injured are in critical condition. The injured have been taken to different hospitals in Bharatpur, Chitwan. Nepal has defeated the United States of America, USA, by 5 wickets in a match held last night at the Al Amirat Cricket Ground in Oman. The match between the two countries was played under the ICC World Cup League 2. USA elected to bat first after winning the toss and collected total 230 runs, losing 9 wickets in 50 overs. Nepal, who was chasing 231 runs target to win, met it in 49 overs, losing only 5 wickets. Kusal Bhurtel, who was declared the player of the match, contributed 84 runs for Nepal's victory. The Nepali team is in Oman to play triangular cricket series with Oman and the USA under the World Cup League 2. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the Bagmati province and Gandaki province and at few places of the rest of the provinces tonight. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Israel's Prime Minister has made an official trip to neighboring Egypt for the first time in a decade. Naftali Bennett described his talks with the President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh as very important and very good. Egypt said they had discussed regional issues including ways to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Mr. Bennett, who succeeded a long-time Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu in June, was invited to visit last month. China has seen a new surge in coronavirus cases linked to a primary school in Fujian province. Initial reports suggest the outbreak could be due to a student's father who tested positive last week. Authorities in Fujian have ordered that all teachers and students must be tested within a week after more than 100 cases were reported in 4 days. The latest wave comes a month after China contained the Nanjing outbreak, its biggest since Wuhan. A new global survey illustrates the depth of anxiety many young people are feeling about climate change. Nearly 60% of young people approached said they felt very worried or extremely worried. The survey across 10 countries was led by Bath University in collaboration with 5 universities. It claims to be the highest of its kind, with responses from 10,000 people aged between 16 to 25. The report says young people are especially affected by climate fears because they are developing psychologically, socially, and physically. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari urges to encourage children to become responsible citizens of the future. Government preparing for celebration of 9th National Science Day on September 17th. And Naftali Bennett makes first visit to Egypt by an Israeli prime minister in a decade. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.